Outcome 2.9 is a very interesting one, which says, demonstrate the superiority of the biblical worldview to alternative worldviews in their context. Alison J. Gray provides a helpful definition of a worldview. A worldview is a collection of attitudes, values, stories, and expectations about the world around us, which inform our every thought and action. Worldview is expressed in ethics, religion, philosophy, scientific beliefs, and so on. A worldview is how a culture works out in individual practice. She says that worldviews can be categorized by their view of ultimate reality. I found it helpful to think of a worldview as a pair of glasses through which you see everything. It is how you view the world. Daniel McCoy and Bobby Harrington say, your worldview gives you the big picture so that you can make sense of the individual pieces and arrange them in place. They suggest five of life's biggest questions that people have, which our worldview helps us to make sense of. Origin, where do I come from? Identity, who am I? Meaning, what is my purpose? Morality, how should I live? And destiny, what happens when I die? So how do we define a biblical worldview? They suggest the following. A biblical worldview is a view of the world which seeks to answer life's biggest questions from the teachings of the Bible, with a special focus on the gospel storyline. As such, here is a sampling of basic biblical answers to some of these big picture questions. 1. Where do we come from? We are created by God. 2. Who are we? We are the creatures God made in His image. 3. What is our purpose? God created us to know and follow Him as we fill the earth and reign over it as the managers He has put in charge. 4. What is our core problem? We fall short of God's glory because we pridefully resist His authority as a threat to our well-being. 5. How is this problem solved? We turn from our self-centered ways and trust and give our allegiance to Jesus, the Messiah, as our Savior, Lord, and King. And He forgives us, fills us with His Spirit, and restores us to our original image. 6. How should we live? We should live according to the way of Jesus, the Messiah, which can be summarized as loving God and loving people, as He teaches. And 7. What happens when we die? We are either with the Lord or apart from Him for eternity, based on our relationship with Jesus through faith in Him and His gospel. For me, the key text is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. If our God, who is perfect in every way, breathed out or inspired, as some translations have it, the whole of the Bible, then it too, in its original writing, is perfect and without error. That means we can trust it implicitly as the only source of all truth. If we view everything through the lens of the Bible, we have a biblical worldview. As such, it is far superior to any other worldviews which are man-made and therefore imperfect, and often reflect the complete opposite of what God wants. Norman Geisler and William Watkin list seven basic worldviews. Theism, there is one God who created all. Atheism, there is no God. Pantheism, everything is God. Panentheism, God is in an eternal process of growing and becoming. Deism, God created the world but doesn't intervene in it. Finite Godism, that God, the God that exists, is limited in some way, e.g. is not all-powerful. And polytheism, there are many gods. Others that you may encounter in your context may include New Age spirituality, which combines elements of Eastern pantheistic monism, e.g. reincarnation and Eastern meditation, with popular psychology and occultic practices. Postmodernism, the concept of absolute truth, is a human construct used to get power, so we need to prioritize the stories of our own tribes and emphasize our own truth. And moral relativism, my truth is more important than the truth, etc. It is vital that Christian pastors and ministry leaders do not get influenced by any of these worldviews, and that they remain committed to teaching only a biblical worldview. Failure to do so is the start of a slippery slide to destruction.